In a previous podcast, we spoke about the 24-hour rule. In short, it looks like this. You get exactly 24 hours to celebrate or commiserate after a game. Once that 24 hours is up, you have to move on. This is, by the way, not to be confused with the other 24-hour rule, which you would have to check on Urban Dictionary or in the show notes. I'd like to think that the airplane flight home for the Avs, which Peter McNabb noted is the longest of the year, will give each and every player just enough time to process the road trip, what went right, what went wrong, and so on. Now on that flight home, the Avalanche found themselves in third place of the Central standings. That is right behind St. Louis and Minnesota. St. Louis has played 6 games, Minnesota 5, and the Avalanche 5 as well. What I'm really trying to say here is things could have been a lot worse. The teams that we were playing were no chumps. These were the elite teams in the league. All of these teams are playoff contenders, if not cup contenders. So here's the rosy version of where the Colorado Avalanche find themselves right now. And a big caveat on this one, it's early in the season, 5 games in. But things do move fast, and getting in a hole right now is not the way you want to start a season. Being in the middle of the pack where we are right now is not a bad thing at all. We're there with a lot of other good teams and we're in striking distance. That's the key right there, is that we play well enough to always be in striking distance, even if we're not first in the division. Matt Duchene has had an early awakening this season, at least if you compare it to last season where it took him about a month to show up. He still got 30 goals in that last season, and with an early start this season, he might get even more. The key for him and everyone else on the Avalanche is consistency. In short, the rosy version is we're not completely sucking right now. We got some things to work on, but we're making it work at least half the time, maybe a little bit more. Here is the room for improvement version, and this is a little bit longer of a list. First up is discipline. The Avs lack discipline in both system and personal play right now. You could even argue that we're taking penalties because of our discipline and our commitment to the system just isn't there right now. And just a quick note, this doesn't apply to the Martinson penalty, which never happened. Nobody saw it. I don't know what he roughed, but he definitely didn't rough the guy that he ran into. I think that the ref just had a moment. Next up is consistency in net. Now, I love Varley as much as the next homer, but we'd all be lying if we said that there wasn't something that he could do to be better. And to be better, he could show up consistently, be something that we can count on. Brilliant save, takes a period off, takes a game off here and there, has 4 or 5 really good games. It's awesome that we have a goalie who can make the big saves when we need them, but he also has to be able to make the simple saves when they're right there in front of him. Now, there's a flip side to everything that I say. You could argue that without Varley, it would be even worse, because really a lot of Varley's problem is the defense. It's the odd man rushes. It's the coverage in front of the net that doesn't exist sometimes, or it's the guys putting the puck in for the other team. At the end of the day, the Avalanche, all of them, forwards, defense, and goalies, are showing bits of brilliance. They're showing they can play with any team in the league, but they have to do it consistently, and sometimes they can't even get through a full game of the effort and playing consistently. As the coach put it, it's a bit of a roller coaster. When it comes down to it, the Avalanche are playing pretty good hockey, good enough for me to still be excited about this season and what it might hold. There's a number of players out there who have some storylines I'm really curious to see what happens with them, both good and bad, but at the end of the day, it's all about the win, and if we get more of those than we get losses, we're going to be in good shape. Okay, so I could try to find a really cool way to segue into Nathan McKinnon right now, but instead I'm going to play this song because I love it and because I won't be able to do it for much longer, and then we'll talk Mac.
Well, I guess you had enough of all this hockey coaching stuff, and now you're off to that old golf course in the sky. But whatever, Patty, see ya. We got a new coach to coach and lead us. Tell me why you had to be so patty, why? Why you had to be so patty, why? Why? Why you had to be so patty, why? Why? Why you had to be so petty? Why? Why you had to be so petty? Why? Now the core is getting older, but the chip up on your shoulder and the decisions that Joe didn't let you make. The man's got you tripping mad, and we all know that petty don't play that. Tell me why you had to be so petty? Why? Ah, peace out, petty. Why? No hard feelings. Hashtag next era.
Peace out, petty. Why? I miss you, bro. All right, let's talk Nathan McKinnon. Nathan McKinnon always seems to be on the verge of greatness. Coming off of the World Cup of Hockey, he looked like he was ready to turn a corner in his development and was ready to take over the NHL. But then the regular season rolls around and he's just kind of average. He's still faster than everyone else and he does have some good chances here and there, but it's not magic. Not the magic we saw there, not yet anyways. One thing that I think isn't lost on Nathan McKinnon is the idea that this is a team sport, and so long as the team is winning, he's probably doing a good enough job, but I have to think that he still strives for greatness that he has been pegged with his entire career, that everyone has foreseen him to have. Whether it's true or not, he's always had the special player tag on him, and I think it's a lot to live up to. All right, I can hear you saying right now, slow your roll. It's only five games into the season. So let's actually look at those five games because really, it's kind of impressive. McKinnon is averaging 1 point per game right now. That's pretty good. If he did that all season long, maybe 2 points for the regular season, I think that's a success. It probably won't happen, but all of this is happening while he's not playing amazing hockey. So when he does go on a streak, he could add even more points. Who knows? But I'd also say there's a good chance he'll trend into some slumps as well. Just like every other player in the NHL does, sometimes you're scoring, sometimes you're not. The real key and how you stay consistent and relevant is what do you do in between those two things? What do you provide on the ice when you're not scoring goals? What do you provide on the ice when you're not getting that point every single game? You have to do something to make your team better and you have to help your team win. And Nathan McKinnon has been doing that. So let's look at his numbers really quick and see what we're talking about. Nathan McKinnon has played exactly five games where he has one goal, four assists, 5 points. Point per game, as we said. He's a plus one right now, which is good. He's plus 10 for his career, so he's had some rough goes, but a little bit better than some of the other guys he's been playing with. He has zero penalty minutes and he has 13 shots on goal. Let's break that down for a minute. 13 shots over five games is a little bit more than two per game. That's not very good for a guy like McKinnon. I'd like to see something closer to two shots per period for Nathan McKinnon, and that's not really too much to ask for given his speed, his skill, and the way that the Avalanche are playing hockey right now. Plot twist, it gets interesting. Everybody that I've seen who I count on for official Avalanche news, which you can go check out in the show notes or in our How to Watch Hockey episode, tells me that he's going to be playing with two players that might really help his cause. One of them is Grigorenko, and the other one is finally Rantanen. Rantanen has been called up to take over the NHL along with McKinnon. This is good news for everyone, except for the guys who are kind of on the bubble anyways, the guys who have been scratched or are likely to be scratched, and that's definitely going to happen as things shake out throughout the lineup. If we have Rantanen coming in, who's essentially taking over for Iggy, who's going to be dropped down a few lines, and we have John Mitchell coming back, there's going to be some players who aren't playing hockey for us right now, and I'm thinking their names are going to end with Bork or McLeod. I know, you're crying, right? I actually like McLeod, but you can't argue that he's not as effective as he maybe once was in a different league at a different time with a different body at a different age. Unfortunately, he's going to be a scratch more often than not, and we might just see him part ways with the Avalanche, even though he's been here his entire career. I, for one, love the idea of a player playing his entire career with one team, but it's rare and it just doesn't happen that often, and it may not happen in the case of McLeod either. He needs to understand, like Iggy, that he's walking off into a sunset, and his role is to now fill in wherever he needs to, help the other players come along, but also to clear the way for other people to play. He's going to be a scratch more often than not, and who knows, he may not even be an Avs player by the end of this year. Somebody might need a McLeod on their team, and he might want to go there so he can play some hockey. And I digress again in a very large way. Let's get back to McKinnon and what it's going to take to launch him into this season. I think the answer is already in town, and I think that answer is Mikko Rantanen. He's going to help Mac out in a big way, if they end up on the same line, which is totally possible, but nothing is a given in NHL hockey. I think that it's a great combo of speed, skill, and with a little bit of help from Rantanen in this case, poise. Yeah, believe it or not, I think the guy has the kind of poise you see in a 5-10-year player, and I think he brings it in a way that's going to rub off on Mac a little bit as well. So if this is in fact a line, the Mac, Ranty, Grigo line, this is a line full of guys looking to prove something, and I think that it might just work. I think that Mac wants to prove that he is in fact that good. Rantanen wants to prove that he does in fact belong in this league, and Grigo has 1 year to prove that we should sign him long term. That's a lot of skill, a lot of desire, and three big chips on three big shoulders looking to become what might just be our most exciting line. Which means we'll have to come up with a silly name for that line, which is likely going to be the Mac Rigo in line. Go ahead, take a minute on that one. And of course, that sound means that we're going to talk about things in a more rapid-fire fashion now. So anytime you hear this sound, that means we've moved on. Random thought, I would like to see the Colorado Avalanche players read mean tweets like you see on Jimmy Kimmel. And it's been done by a few teams, but I'd like to see the Avs version of this. And I'd like to see people like the Russians trying to speak the words and then trying to understand what's going on. And then maybe cursing us out in Russian. I think that would be a good time. And I think the Avalanche should look into that. We've spoken before about the idea of a well-oiled team knowing each person's role on the team. For example, Chris Simon back in the day was an enforcer, even though he can in fact play the game. And that's kind of what we need right now, I think. I mean, is there really just a true enforcer role at any level right now? You could argue that people like McDavid have an enforcer or somebody to watch out for them in Lucic, but he can actually play the game, as much as I hate to say that. So it really makes me curious to know, what does that look like these days? When it comes down to it and somebody actually needs to be punched in the face, who's going to do it? Is it going to be McDavid once the people like Lucic are out of the league? Or are we still going to see somebody who's there because they're tough and they can kind of play the game? Interesting thoughts. I'm also interested to see if I change my mind on this in any way after watching Ice Guardians, which I will be watching tomorrow morning up in the Westminster Promenade, which is very close to where the Rookie Showcase was. You guys should do it too. It's cool to see a movie like that from an independent producer in a big time theater. Plus, it's going to have some faces you're going to recognize, including Scott Parker. I love that dude. If you are a podcast fan, and who isn't, by the way, you have a lot of options right now, and it's really cool to see everyone getting on board. We have people like Adrian Dater, who has not one, but two podcasts right now. We have BSN, who always puts out a good quality podcast. Drew Spivak's gotten into the game. You have Puck Daddy, and you have a bunch of other big names out there putting out really cool podcasts. It's a really cool time, and it makes me wonder if they haven't realized that we don't want their pop-up ads on their websites, and we don't want to sit there and read really long articles if we could just listen to really long articles. It's good to have that human touch in there, something that isn't so punctuation-driven and hasn't been spell-checked. Kudos to all these people for taking that leap and doing something that isn't just the written word. Sure, there's a time and place for that, but this is the way that people want to hear things right now, and it's a big deal for somebody who's made their career, made their living off of writing words, to then come on and have a personality. Remember when video killed the radio star? Well, a podcast might kill the written word. Ah, maybe it won't, but at the end of the day, I'm curious to see how people translate with their own words, with their own voice, and their own cadence. Be a good digital citizen and go check out some of those podcasts. This and every other show that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com. Go check out the name shirt. That's all I got to say, absfam.com. If you like this podcast, tell your friends about it and then go subscribe. Go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey, or just go to coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes. Stay awesome.